Meseches Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, that's 2:9. Harotze laso sadeo karachas karachas mikol min. If a person wants to take his field and make it into neat square patches of all different types of produce, osa esrim v'arba karachas lebesa, he can make patches as small as 1/24 of a base saw each. A base saw is an area of land that's 50 amos by 50 amos. An amo is, of course, a cubit from your elbow to your finger, tip of your middle finger. So let's call that about half a meter. So that means that 50 amos by 50 amos is about 25 meters by 25 meters, say 625 square meters, you know, roughly twice the size of a tennis court area or half the size of an Olympic pool, that kind of size. So you can divide that whole base onto 24 equal neat patches, each, you know, a square on the side, roughly, you know, comes out to about 10 amos by 10 amos, 5 meters by 5 meters, you know, 25 square meters or so, kind of like the size of a parking spot, standard American parking spot, 260 square feet, something like that. So he can make a series of 24 patches, each a base rova. A rova means a quarter. So it's a quarter of a kav, of which there are six kavin in a saw. So it's 24 bate rova in one base saw. So he can make parking lot, American parking spot sized patches, 24 of them in the big square of the base saw, each with its own species, and that will be okay. This is going to be Reb Meir Shita. Reb Meir holds that as long as it's neat and orderly, and each separate patch is sufficiently large and visually distinct from the neighboring patches, so then you can line them up, so to speak, as many as you want, as long as they're large enough. Large enough meaning each one is the size of a base rova, and you have no problem of looking as if you planted a kilayim, or the plants being, you know, commingled and constituting kilayim. There is a big tumult here, in as much as the base saw is described as being perfectly square, 50 by 50, and the karachas is described as being perfectly square. And if you do the geometry, there's no way to squeeze 24 equal sized squares into one big square. So in any case, either it means the base saw is a rectangle, or the base rova are rectangular, whatever the case may be. That's what we're talking about over here. So long story short, Reb Meir holds that you don't need any spacing at all. You can pack them in densely as long as each separate patch, each karachas, literally a bald patch, of your field is visually distinct and sufficiently large. Again, that means the size of a base rova. Again, just reading the words, harot lasos tadeo karachas karachas, if you want to make your field with lots of separate patches, mikol min, of different species, osa esrim varba karachos, levesa, you can make as many as 24 separate patches per besa, mikarachas the base rova, meaning each patch of each species is the size of a base rova. Vizorea besocha kol min sheyirtza, and in that base rova, in that, you know, 10 by 10 ama spot, roughly, a little bigger, you can plant whatever species you want. Now, according to the Bar Tanura, the next line of the Mishnah is tangential, so to speak. Let's just skip it for a minute. We'll come back to it. Then the words of the Mishnah are Divrei Rebbe Meir. What we just read is Reb Meir Shita. There'll be two things in Reb Meir. We read the first one already. The second one I skipped. And the Chum are going to disagree. The Chum are going to say, Chum Omrim, Teisha Karachos Mutaros Eser Asurus. They say 9 Karachos is okay, but 10 is not okay. That is to say, in your field, you want to make squares, then you, according to the Bar Tanura, you need to have spacing between each planted patch and the next planted patch, because the Bar Tanura learns, like the Rambam and many others, that we need actual empty, unplanted land between different species, and therefore it'll come out that if you think you have a, you know, a square, let's think of 5 by 5 square, if that's how you have your base saw. So then, and we'll call, like, say, the columns A, B, C, D, E, and the rows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a total of 25. So the rabbis hold you can plant in alternating squares, meaning A1, A3, and A5, nothing in B, and then again C1, C3, C5, nothing in D, and then E1, E3, and E5, and everything's spaced out, and that's how you get 9 total out of 25. According to the Gra, who happens to be my preferred shot and approach throughout this entire Masechta, this Perek, and the next, there's not going to be ever a requirement for just blank spaces of unplanted crops, and that will be a sheet that plays itself out over the next, you know, many Mishnayos. The Gra holds what's important simply that it's visually distinct, kind of like, I mean, just like as Reb Meir, as I described it. And the only difference is, according to the Gra, Reb Meir says you can squeeze as many as 24 different patches without any spacing in a single base saw, because he holds that a base rova is big enough to be visually distinct, and therefore 24 of those are just fine. According to the Gra, there is a limit at 9. So in other words, there's no empty spaces, like in the example I gave before, according to Bartanura, you know, you had rows 2 and 4 and columns B and D were empty, unplanted, so that would make these like big, you know, gaps between. The Gra says no gaps required. However, just 9 is an upper limit in terms of the different number of species in a single base saw. And therefore, you could have plant patches of any size, provided that there are no smaller than a base rova each, and that there are no more than 9 per base, 9 different species per base saw. Now, just going back to the part I skipped. According to Bartanura, this is a different discussion, a slightly different discussion, but if you read it together, it looks kind of confusing. The Bartanura understands that we're lapsing to a different case Reb Meir wants to discuss, which is if you have a patch of mustard in your grain field. So you use the same word karachas, but we're not talking about the densely packed, you know, square. We're talking about a different case here. And the Reb Meir is going to say that if you have 1 or 2 patches of mustard in your grain field, that's okay. But more than that, not okay, because it looks then that it is not just a few mustard patches, but an entire mustard field. It's not normal to plant patches of mustard like that. And therefore, a person will look at this field and say, oh, it's a mustard field. Wait a second, it's got grain inside of it, and it looks like a grain field and a mustard field commingled, and that's kilayim. And therefore, the Mishnah says, I'm going back to the part I skipped before, haitza karachas achas oshtayim, if you have just 1 or 2 patches in your grain field, zorim chardal, you could plant chardal. Chardal is mustard. Shalosh, however, 3 patches, lo yizra chardal, you may not plant mustard in those 3 patches, b'pnei shi niris kastei chardal, because all of a sudden, it will look like one big mustard field commingled with your grain field. That's different Reb Meir. So Reb Meir is going to hold those 2 sheetahs, the one I said at the beginning and the one I went back to right now. And again, the Chum then go back to addressing just the first point of Reb Meir, saying that Teisha Karachas Mutaros, that 9 different patches in a base saw is okay, but Eser Asuras, but 10 is not okay. The Mishnah continues on by saying, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, afilu kol sadeo base kor. Now, he's kind of going back, if you will, to the second point of Meir Med, and he says, even if your field is gigantic, a base core, is 30 saw. So if the base saw is 50 by 50 almost, 2,500 square almost, the base core is 30 times that size, 75,000 square almost. So now you're talking about something like around, you know, a gigantic area the size of, let's say, 15 Olympic pools, or whatever it is, you know, 60 or something like that. Tennis courts, a gigantic area. Even so, lo yaseh besocha chutz makrachas achas, you may not put more than 1 patch of another species inside your field, because, well, it's not clear why, because in fact the Bartanura says, the time of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, lo yaseh paresh, I just don't know the reason for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shita. In any case, so I don't know it either, but that is his shita. Halacha, of course, not like him, halacha is like the Chachamim.